This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Iranian tanker caught in a standoff between Tehran and the West was sailing to Greece on Monday after leaving Gibraltar, hours after the British territory rejected a U.S. request to detain the vessel further. Reuters' Mia Warmisley has more.
The Iranian tanker caught in a standoff between Tehran and the West was sailing to Greece on Monday. The Grace 1, renamed the Adrian Daria 1, left Gibraltar around 2100 GMT on Sunday, according to shipping data. It showed that the vessel was heading to Kalamata in Greece. Just hours before its departure, the British territory rejected a U.S. request to detain the tanker further. British Royal Marines seized the Grace 1 near Gibraltar in July on suspicion of carrying oil to Syria, a close ally of Iran, in violation of European Union sanctions, something Iran denied.
That is Reuters' Mia Warmisley reporting. 63 people are dead in Kabul, Afghanistan, nearly 200 wounded. Victims, witnesses, and family members continue to recover after the Islamic State group's Afghan branch claimed responsibility for the suicide bombing at a wedding hall. VOA spoke with Dr. Sumit Gangli, a political science professor and South Asia expert at Indiana University, and we asked him about the effect this might have on negotiations with the Taliban in the U.S.
My suspicion is the U.S. interlocutors will bring up this issue. The Taliban will no doubt dissemble and insist that they have nothing to do with ISIS, though one wonders about the credibility of such a claim. After all, they were the ones who nurtured Al-Qaeda before 9/11 and refused to hand over Osama bin Laden despite the insistence of the United States. So consequently, I am somewhat skeptical about anything the Taliban says about ISIS.
And the Taliban did condemn the bombing. This is VOA News. Hong Kong residents and their supporters entered into an 11th week of anti-government protest. As VOA's Michael Sullivan reports, the protests were first sparked by an extradition bill, but are now broadly aimed at maintaining Hong Kong's special status with China.
A sea of umbrellas and a peaceful show of force as tens of thousands of protesters spilled into the streets in defiance of authorities after Sunday's rally.
Because I just can't help it, of the history that happened this recent few months, I feel obliged as a Hong Kong belonger to come out to protest, to make the government realize that we meant business.
Braving the rain in a scene reminiscent of the umbrella movement protests of 2014. Now it's about an extradition bill with China that protesters say undermines Hong Kong's legal system. The bill was suspended but not withdrawn, and they worry that it could be reinstated. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Hong Kong.
Economists continue to warn that a U.S. recession may be coming. In August, stock markets in the United States suffered their worst losses of the year before a slight rebound this past week. At the center of it all, President Donald Trump's trade war with China. VOA's Arash Arabasadi reports.
Sunday on ABC's This Week, the president's top trade official, Peter Navarro, said the economy would be fine. Democratic senator and presidential hopeful Kirsten Gillibrand said the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade deal is a bad one.
I think NAFTA 2.0 is a disaster. I think it was a giveaway to drug companies in Mexico. It's going to harm our jobs. President Trump said no bad trade deals. Not only has he entered into them, but he started a trade war with China, and it's really harming producers.
China's commerce ministry told his country's firms to stop buying American agricultural products after the president threatened a 10% tariff on $300 billion worth of goods. Despite nonstop claims that Beijing bears the financial brunt, President Trump recently delayed imposing some of the latest tariffs on Chinese goods until after the holiday shopping season in December. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
Several frantic migrants jumped off their Spanish rescue boat into the Mediterranean Sunday as the open arms vessel desperately looked for a safe port. The migrants leapt into the sea and started swimming toward Italy's Lampedusa island. Open arms crew members jumped in after them and brought them back on board. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Today, the voice of America, VOA.